All right, we'll say good morning. Let's pick up this morning on page Shin Gimel. On page Shin Gimel, Gan Emuna. So he says, Lachin, I know I'm skipping just a little bit, just a few sections, but it's a good place to start. Lachin, Asr la Adam Lachshov hakol kasov milamala. Therefore, it's asr for a person to think everything is ordained from above. Mazem ishane ima'ese, vimis amit lamo b'nisyono simlo. Person could. So also, what the Mechaber now is pointing out is after we've been speaking about a significant amount of time regarding the, we'll call it, pre-sin Yetzirah and post-sin Yetzirah. The pre-sin Yetzirah is the one that we're most familiar with. That's the one that entices us to sin. The post-sin Yetzirah is the Yetzirah which tries to convince us that we will never be able to get up. That at the end of the day, we've fallen, we have failed, and it's impossible for us to truly rehabilitate ourselves. So the Mechaber says, a person could think, well, look, the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, and the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously has ordained that I'm going to sin. So therefore, again, what's done is done. What could I possibly do to change myself? What could I possibly do to rehabilitate myself? So he says, in this ayana, so he says, Memela, Hakol Biyad Hashem. Everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows from the beginning if I'm going to sin or not. And already it's been established from the beginning if I'm going to stumble or not. If I'm going to be evil or I'm going to be righteous. So the Mechaber over here is talking about, let's say, is the fundamental issue we have with the reconciliation between divine foreknowledge and free will. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, then I don't have free will. If I have free will, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know everything. So of course, again, we always lapse back to, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, I don't really have free will, so whatever it is that I do is ordained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously, I say to myself, there are some people who are meant to be tzaddikim, there are some people who are meant to be rishayim, some people are meant to perform the will of God, others who are meant to go ahead and constantly lapse and make mistakes. I guess I'm a mistake guy. That's just what's been ordained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machshava ki gonzos, ki kfira muchletas, ki yesh la adam mechira. People say, you know how the Rambam Hilchos Shuvah deals with this issue. Right? The Rambam discusses this explicitly about how can you say that I have free will, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. So you know what the Rambam essentially says? Is don't worry about it. This is don't worry about it. Meaning, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. I don't understand what it means that God knows everything before it's going to happen. The Rambam says the important takeaway message is we have free will. We have the ability to choose. Ki yesh la adam bechira. Nekuda kafish mefurish betora. And the truth is, this is mefurish pasuk. Rei nasati lefanach hayom esachayim vesatal vesamavas veshara ubacharta bachayim. Explicit pasuk, choose life. Well, you could only give me a tzivui to choose life, if indeed I have a choice. Mikan tzivui, excuse me, mefurash la'adam, lasos kol shibyado livcha betov. From here we have an explicit divine command to do everything in my power to choose that which is good. Ulenahel eschayev biyosher ubaachrayes uchidome. Velo li kashal, velu ba'avon akatan biyosher, ba'pagam hadak biyosher. Ve'im lo yivchara adam betov, lo yoyilu ba'shamayim shum teres otayna. And I will say, if I don't choose well, if I choose to abuse my bechira, and I don't make the right choices in life, I have the accountability. The buck of my life stops with me. So if I make the wrong choice, which I will say inevitably we all do, the Maaseh, it's important to understand that there's achrayus, bless you, there's achrayus, I bear responsibility for that, and there's no excuse, meaning at the end of the day, my responsibility, kasa batarsha bechira biyad adam, I have bechira, I have free choice, and therefore I am held accountable for the choices I make. Page Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin as he has in here. About Acharei HaMaisa. Rabbi says, so now let's say what happens. Acharei HaMaisa, after the act, so I chose wrongly, as happens often in life for many of us. I made the wrong call. I made the wrong choice. Afilu nichshala adam ba'avon chomer, Biyoser Shevetora. Well, say, even if I've committed a very grave avera, I love ladas. Omnam nichshalti bebechira hakodemeshali. It's true. I've made a mistake with my bechira. I've abused my bechira. I made the wrong choice. Aval achshav yeshli bechira chadasha. Rav say, here's what's so beautiful. I made a mistake. There are times that I just make a mistake with my bechira. But now, it's important for me to realize, I have a brand new opportunity to choose. What's my brand new opportunity to choose? Vehi, o livchar la'asos tshuva, amashinech shalti, veliros es shiflusti ulachnias asviv ne'abori. So we'll say, choice number one is do tshuva. Choice number one is turn myself around. Choice number one is to recognize that yes, I've fallen and I've failed, but it's now time. And I will say, as we spoke about last week, a lot of times when we fail, it's because of gaiva, it's because of arrogance, it's because often that I place just my own needs in a variety of different ways above the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I made a mistake, I've fallen, I failed, but now I have the opportunity. Lama nechshalti. And then I will say, I have the opportunity to choose to do a cheshbon nefesh. Why did I fail? You know, I will say, the post-sin analysis is exceptionally important to understand how did I get myself into this situation? Why did this happen? See, also, we spoke about this many times. Sin often doesn't just occur in a vacuum. Sin is often the culmination of a variety of smaller events that lead up, that culminate into a bad decision. There's a whole bunch of different stimuli. There's a whole bunch of things that I expose myself to that ultimately, again, result in this negative event. If I want to go ahead and prevent this from happening again, I have to not just attack the action, but I have to figure out what led me to that particular point. That's the cheshbon nefesh. What requires chizuk? So we'll say, that's choice number one. So the same way that I had a choice to sin or not to sin, and I will say, hopefully many times in life we make the right decision, but sometimes we make the wrong decision, and we end up committing an avera. I end up doing something wrong. Then in the aftermath of sin, I also have bechira. What's my bechira? I can choose, A, to go ahead and lift myself back up, analyze what's gone wrong, try to figure out ultimately again what it is that led me to this point, do the cheshbon nefesh, or, O, lahamshich im agayva, Vilichos al atzmi va'al Hashem lipo likvira va'atzvus v'yeyosh v'chulei v'chulei. Or I will say, I can what? I can just go ahead and continue to go ahead and be non-introspective, continue to go ahead and walk around life with arrogance, continue to go ahead and just get upset at myself, get upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get upset at anyone and everyone in life, and simply to go ahead and fall into the grasp of sadness, of despair, and never think that I could truly lift myself to be anything. So we'll say, I have bechira before the sin, and I have bechira after the sin. V'yedo ne'emana. So it says, just one more paragraph. Shim yisgaber achare achit. That if a person lifts himself up and strengthens himself in the aftermath of sin, v'yifkar bechira hanechona, and I make the right decision to go ahead. I make the right decision to go ahead, I will say, and what? To go ahead and become strong in the aftermath of sin. And I will say, I have in mind to go ahead and choose correctly. And I will say, in the aftermath of sin, I choose to introspect. I choose to analyze. I choose to be mechazik myself. How did I get into this situation? And how could I prevent this going forward? I choose not to allow myself to fall into the grips of depression or the grips of spiritual sadness, but I choose to use this as a catapult, as a springboard to become stronger. Who yisale, listen to this, Rabbi Osai, who yisale b'ma'ala od yoser me'asher ilu haya nichshal. Rabbi Osai, there is the ability to strengthen myself in the aftermath of sin in a way that makes me stronger than before I sinned. Ka'amor la'el, Shebemakom Shebali Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim La'amod. We'll say, you know, there's a beautiful Ma'amar Chazal, we saw this last week, that in the place where Bali Tshuva stand, even Tzadikim Gemurim can't stand, which I will say seems to be Chazal's way, not seems, it's Chazal's way of saying that the Bali Tshuva can become even greater than the tzaddik gomor. We'll say, now, what's the pshat with this? You see, sometimes you could think that this is just Chazal's nice way of being nice to Bali Tshuva. Let's make Bali Tshuva feel good. You could even be greater. We'll say, it's not just lip service. What it's saying is, the Bali Tshuva Rabosai is someone who, yes, has made a mistake. I made the wrong call in life. And therefore, by definition, again, I have compromised my spiritual standing. But if I go ahead and I rehabilitate myself in the aftermath of this sin, I use my bechira in the right way, I do cheshbon nefesh, I introspect, I figure out how I got to this point, I choose not to fall into the grips of depression or of sadness or of yeyush, then I have the ability to become greater in the aftermath of sin than I was even before the sin itself. That's what it means when it says Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gimurim Omdim. Vas Tishapech. Listen to these words. Vas Tishapech Lo Kol Yerida VaKishon Tova Gidola. Then it turns out that my entire fall, my entire downward descent in the aftermath of sin, as a result of my sin, could turn into an incredible springboard for growth. Shal Ze Am Rabbi Nachman Ribrezlov Yesh Inyan Shemishapech Hakol Tova. We'll say sometimes in life you could take all the negativity and you could turn it around for good. When a person strengthens himself not to fall into the grips of Yeush, and he does tshuva to the best of his ability, he begins to see that what? He can see with his own eyes that he has the ability to lift himself higher, higher. We'll say the idea being, the incredible koach we have is that in the aftermath of sin, not only can we restore ourselves to what we were, but we have the ability to become something even greater. You'll say, how is that possible? We'll say it's profoundly possible. If a person doesn't allow himself to fall into the grips of Yeush, a person doesn't allow himself to fall into the grip of sadness, a person uses his downward descent as an opportunity for introspection and to try to figure out, what are my weaknesses? How did I get here? What are my triggers? What are the small mistakes that led, that culminated in this big mistake? We'll say a person analyzes all of this and decides to learn from this and grow from this, then a person could become greater after the sin than he ever was before the sin. That's the koach. Sometimes even when we abuse the pre-sin bechira, if we utilize the post-sin bechira, we have the ability to rise to unprecedented heights. Right, so stop over here. We'll pick up with the Likutei Moharan and Me'aretz Hashem tomorrow.